to speak on anything you'd like and give us your opinions or your feelings about things in general.
Well, I think I'm a very lucky person. I went through the Second World War without any difficulties.
Good.
I had a wonderful, beautiful married life for 50 years. Couldn't ask for a better married life. Mm-hmm. And now I'm very independent. I live in the apartment. If I want to prepare something, I always have a refrigerator that's full of food.
Good.
And if I don't want to prepare it, I've got a restaurant right in the building.
In other words, you cook?
Well, I don't say
somewhat.
I cook. Because I buy the food and I own it.
Oh, yeah.
It up,
smart.
You know.
Good.
I'm not going to make fish. I've done that, but I don't do that anymore.
When did your wife die?
She died 4 years ago, December.
In what year?
December of 87.
87, yeah, that's right.
She was a wonderful girl and beautiful.
Those are good memories. And do you like it at Park Plaza?
Well, I think Park Plaza is, for my purposes, I couldn't ask for a better place mm-hmm. for several reasons. Number one, the building is attended 24 hours a day. If I would need help, and I have my phone always in bed, and I just pick the phone up and I get the desk and say,
right.
get me this or get me call 911 or whatever is necessary, because when my wife was sick, we called 911 many times.
Really?
We had to go from the Park Plaza into the hospitals because she was sick for quite a long period of time. She started with diabetes and then it went to all kind of complications and she had heart attacks and so forth. She had a difficult time, but we did celebrate our 50th anniversary at the Concordia Club. And she was in a wheelchair then. But we were able to get over there, and we would go there in the wheelchair regularly. Mm-hmm. And she enjoyed life till the end. And we had a marvelous life together.
Mm-hmm. And your friends, are your friends mostly other attorneys?
Well, my friends, now as you get older, your friends keep going by the sideways. So, actually, your friends start getting less and less. Mm-hmm. So your friends do not grow.
They diminish.
They diminish.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm close to the people here in the office. And it's one of the reasons why I come to the office every day. I couldn't sit in my apartment.
Wonderful that you're so vibrant and
right.
clear on.
Do you have any hobbies or interests?
At the present time, no. The only hobby I'd be doing is walking. Years ago, we belonged to the Green Oaks Country Club, and my wife was a good golfer. I was a fair golfer. Mm-hmm. But that's from years ago. And at my age, you're not going to start hunting for hobbies.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But you do walk.
I do walk.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us about the changes in the law profession?
Well, there's tremendous changes in the law profession. Actually, today, there is so much work done that all litigation is extremely expensive. Because there's so much time put to what are known as taking depositions, mm-hmm. where you try the case in your office and you take these depositions and you get all this recorded, and it's very good. You know where you're going, but law practice today is an expensive practice. And if your clients can't financing, sometimes they have problems. Otherwise, also in law, there's been such cases where they've gotten such tremendous verdicts and unbelievable dollars that are involved that you sometimes wonder how they can skyrocket so high and where the money's going to come from to, mm-hmm. to take care of these items.
Right.
I'm not only talking about individuals, but as the government's involved in many of these litigation. And it's a real big business. And when I started practice law, you had a law firm, if it had 15 people in it, it was a big law firm. Today these law firms have, some will have 2,000 lawyers that are spread over in many different
wow.
states.
Mm-hmm. Everything's big, including the public debt. What do you feel about our government with its debt?
Well, the debt doesn't bother me. The debt doesn't, so they owe the money.
What do you think is our hope for the future?
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be, the future's going to improve. They've got to get these companies like General Motors and Ford being able to move to become, to make money, and even Chrysler, that industry is shot here. They're not as productive. And so many companies now are reaching the point where you don't know what's going to happen because of certain companies expanding, like when Walmart is going to expand all over the country, Walmart will start pushing out the smaller chains.
That's right.
Even though Kmart is a big chain, Walmart will push at Kmart. Walmart will push at Farmore.
Right. Yeah, very true.
Do you think that we're a country of too many lawyers?
I don't say there are too many lawyers, no. I don't agree with what the Vice President said, because right now there are lawyers that can't get jobs.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe to the point where we aren't as involved in as much in producing as much.
Well, one of the reasons why there's been such a big growth in lawyers is because of the fact that when I finished law school, in my class, there wasn't a lady in my class, except in one course, and she later became a judge. So when women went into the bar, and when we take in our own office, we're 9 out of 23. That's why the growth, there it used to be male oriented, basically. Now, in some areas, there's more women becoming lawyers than male.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's going to grow. Mm-hmm. Whether they're all going to get jobs, that's another story.
Was there anything else?
Yeah, historical events through your lifetime.
Oh, we gave you enough of that.
Yeah. Views on the legal profession, you just did that. What do you think about lawyers that advertise?
Well, I don't disagree with if they want to have limited advertising. That doesn't bother me. We do mm-hmm. not advertise. And people get advertising. Theoretically, it's not supposed to be advertising, but you can listen to I'm not going to start mentioning any names. You can listen to a radio program, and you'll get a name of a law firm with a radio
yeah.
program. And it's a free program or whatever the case may be. And I wouldn't mention names.
Well, there's
I don't believe in these big signboards.
Quite a few TV ads that tell you there is no fee unless they collect for the client.
That's all right.
Really?
There's nothing wrong in having contingency cases.
I see.
In the old days when I did negligence work, for a plaintiff, all your cases for the plaintiff was contingent.
Mm-hmm.
And your fee was based upon what you recovered.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't recover anything, you got
no
zero.
Wow.
But do you think that that's why some of the cases are leaning toward trying to get such big monetary verdicts.
Certainly, if they're contingent. Yeah. Sure, they get percentages. They get in these big verdicts. They say this office, in this case, the lawyer is getting $275,000 or $500,000 or whatever the case may be. But there's nothing wrong with contingency. That's from the old days. All of Begerton's cases used to be contingent in the old days.
Well, what have you to say about the court TV concerning the Kennedy trial?
Well, I think there was too much there. I think there was too much.
But it shouldn't have been in public view.
Well, when you have to block out people, so what is all this going on? What does it have to be, all this on the public view of that nature? It was a show.
Yeah, a TV show. I think we've covered.
I think Harold began by saying that you have been the attorney's attorney, which is, I think, one of the highest compliments that ever can be paid. We thank you. We wish you good health, continued good health, continued working. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
I think I've said enough.
We thank you so very much for sharing with us.
This was very interesting, and it certainly will make an impression on us and everyone who hears it. Okay, and so we say goodbye to you. This is Harold Kimball. After I reviewed the tape, I'd like to add this part, that when we finished our interview with George Schlesinger, he took us on a tour of his company's facilities, and it took a half an hour to take us through the enormous area that they occupy on the top floor, the 35th floor of this skyscraper, which is 45 stories high, and their offices are on the 35th floor. And they have over 25 attorneys situated there, and most of them, well, it's closer to 28, I think he told us. And each one has their own office with glass walls that face the outside of the building, and you can see views. You feel like you're in an airplane, and you get views of Mount Washington by looking straight across the river, and there it is. In other words, you don't have to look up because you are up awfully high. And he took us into most every office, and we saw how they were decorated, and the flowers and the paintings on the wall. Very impressive. And kitchens. They had two different kitchens to service these people. The facilities were mind-boggling. I was very impressed with it. So would anyone else be, with the magnitude of these facilities. And they, for example, they amongst the many clients they have is Giant Eagle, which is the biggest supermarket in Western Pennsylvania, or maybe in the whole state, I don't know. But that's quite a client, and they must have top clients because they are exceptional in the field of relationships with unions, for example. And they covered the strike that Giant Eagle had that made the newspapers for weeks and weeks and was finally settled, I think, in the favor of Giant Eagle. They are, without a doubt, one of Pittsburgh's top firms in law. And so we thought it would be nice to have a record of the facilities, which we were very impressed with. And he was quite a host to us, I would say. George Schlesinger is quite a man. And I had interviewed his brother years ago, who is a... in the Pitt University faculty. So we didn't ask him too much about his brother because he is well represented in the tape I did with my partner many years ago. Wait, I'll look up the date. Just a minute. Here I have the list of those that I have interviewed, and there are 27 people. And Dr. Reuben Schlesinger, his brother, is a Pitt economics professor emeritus at Pitt University. And I don't have the date, but it was quite many, many years ago. And so that tape has already been done, and I think we got all the information possible on his brother. And that ends our review. Thank you very much.